Welcome to another edition of the TechPoint Africa podcast. And today we have a... She's not exactly a guest, but she's new on the podcast.
What? No, I'm not new. I'm new.
Well, what?
Yeah,
you've been here before. Okay, hi guys. I'm Victor and today we have...
Amalara.
Okay, Amalara and I are going to be your hosts for today's edition of the TechPoint Africa podcast. And we have a lot of interesting things to talk about today. Last week on Twitter, there was a... Is it last week?
It was last week, yeah. That was the weekend.
Yeah, so there was a trend about red flags. So basically, at first, it was about relationships, mm-hmm. You know. It was like a gender war of sorts. Yeah. Women were like, oh, these are the red flags. Men are like, oh, these are our own red flags. But somehow, you know, we reached out to startup founders and asked them like, oh, yo, what's your red flag in an investor?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them said a lot of interesting things, you know. For most of them, it was investors that don't have background knowledge. For others, investors that wanted too much equity. You know, for others, they were like, oh, investors that showed some weird quirks. So I remember the one that said, do you remember the one that said, oh, an investor that will go away for a very long time.
Then come back and say, oh, I want what's updates, the update? You know? Yeah.
But on the other hand, again, I was telling somebody, I'm like, most of these things that people are call red flags, most of them are what some investors call due diligence. You know?
Yeah, right.
So it's like, where's the line between what's right and what you do not like, right? But yeah, it's a really interesting conversation, very interesting conversation, and it's about boundaries and, you know, understanding people's boundaries and understanding, yes, what they hold there. Talking about boundaries, something happened with Truecaller.
Yeah, so Truecaller, and this is not the first time this is happening, because NIDA already, they had some issues with NIDA.
Okay.
So NIDA was like, okay, they are going to be filing them for some things they did, that they were breaching some information about Nigerians using the app. So this is not like the first time. I mean, it's not new per se, mm-hmm. that this guy is complaining that that Truecaller sent a message to someone, to people on his contact.
Interesting.
With his airtime or something like that.
Yeah.
So this is not like practically new, because they've been under investigation with NIDA.
And he said the act. So basically he said the thing made him lose a deal worth...
What? Yeah.
How much?
$13,000.
That's a lot of money. So basically they sent his person's like, oh, this guy is not serious.
Yeah.
Right? And scraps the whole deal. You know, when people give permission to apps on their phones, they don't know what these apps...
Interestingly,
okay,
we do not read the terms and condition.
Yes.
That's like the problem.
Yes.
So if we had read the terms and condition, probably would have known that, okay, maybe at some point there'll be a pop-up.
Right.
For you to agree before sending, you know, an SMS notification to someone,
yeah,
or something. But we do not read terms and condition. We just agree straight up.
You're very correct. You know, one other thing I've thought about, it's the fact that some of this app, like an app like Truecaller, is very useful.
Yeah.
And most of them, if you don't give all these permissions, they won't operate. They won't work.
Yeah, sure.
And so what do you do in this kind of case? Something I always wonder, you know, something I always, always wonder.
But another thing is, aside, you know, trying to like allow permissions for it to operate well, another thing I think Truecaller shouldn't allow permission for is ability to allow them to see your videos or your photos.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
You
have to give permission for them to view your photos and videos,
okay,
and location.
Yeah.
It allows that too. So these are the things you have to confirm before you, start using the app very well.
So which brings you to the question, like an app like Truecaller, what's its business with your photos and videos?
I mean... They have no business with it, actually. But then they just seek permission. I don't know.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Something has happened or is happening in Uganda, which I find very, very, very interesting. And, I mean, some people are supporting it and every, you know. But, like, I'm wondering, you know. So the Ugandan government basically is asking telcos in the country to list on the Uganda Stock Exchange.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's making it compulsory for them, giving them a time limit, because they want Ugandans to invest in these companies and own a part of it. What do you think about this?
Well, according to the Ugandan government, they said it's to seek, it's to improve reputation for the Uganda Stock Exchange, Stock Security Exchange. I mean, that was what they said, going by the fact that they've never had a single IPO for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
So this is like a way to improve the reputation of the USA.
Makes sense. But like, does it make sense to force these companies to do these things, like make it compulsory for them?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, in my own opinion, I don't think it makes any sense for the country to force them, you know, to tell them to list their... What if I own this company and I don't want to list my stock?
Yeah.
20% of my stock. What would be the punishment for me?
Right.
Like, it's like you forcing me to do what I don't want to do because I'm operating in your country.
This, on the other hand, there's the case of the Ugandan government trying to fix the problem of foreign exchange.
Yeah, that was what they claim.
Yes. And, you know, in Africa, there's always capital flights. You know, companies come, work, carry the money, run away.
I think that's their fear.
That's the major fear. So, I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, I don't guess the part of forcing people. I don't know. Maybe they've tried and I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so moving on from telcos in Uganda. Telcos in Nigeria are wild on the battlefield. And Airtel is winning. So Airtel is winning supremacy in Nigeria's internet market. Can you imagine?
Right. Beating MTN.
Beating MTN, beating Glo, beating Nine Mobile.
Don't even talk about Glo. don't talk about Glo.
Well, I don't know about the Glo slander right now because I was supposed to be patriotic here. You understand? So Glo is the best. Ooh.
Please.
But yeah, Airtel is winning this. And like, I wonder why. Like, the numbers are so high. Right, so for the month of September, Airtel gained a total of 444,598 internet subscribers, which is much higher than MTN 73,633.
Mm-hmm.
While Glo and Nile Mobile lost 155,000 and 156,000 respectively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is Airtel winning this much?
Well, I don't know actually, but I want to assume that it's because of the way their data payment is structured, like...
Oh, with, the cheap things,
I mean. Yes, the cheap data.
Nigerians like
cheap. We like a wolf. Please, we like a wolf. We are up for it any day, anytime. Glo has the cheaper data, but then their network is as slow as a snail. I don't use Glo, but people have come to complain. They've made so many complaints over time that Glo is very, very slow. You send your message today, and the person is receiving it the next morning or something. So probably that's the more reason.
What you're saying is that, I mean, that because Glo has cheaper data, you feel like that is not a factor in Airtel winning.
Well, I don't think so.
Then it has to be something. What's the secret sauce? What's the secret ingredient?
I have no idea. I don't work in Airtel.
Okay, like, but it's really interesting because like they've been on the rise with internet subscriber numbers. But yeah, which is really interesting actually, and let's just watch how it goes.
Yeah.
For
let's
September,
the
October,
the
September, October, November. Data was always interesting to watch in Nigeria because like they take unexpected turns.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about numbers, there is a case of a 15 naira stamp duty, which is Mara just rolled her eyes.
Oh God!
tell us.
So last week I bought something and I was about paying then. The lady was like, you have to pay your main amount with 15 naira. So I'm like, okay, what's the 15 naira for? They're like, bank charges, stamp duty, blah, blah, blah. If I had my way that day, God knows I'm just going to pay my cash straight up. Like, I'm just going to pay my cash. The money I had was not enough to buy what I wanted to buy. So there was no way I could actually pay for cash. The only option I had was just for me to pay using my ATM card, right?
Yeah.
So I was so pissed. In that sense, because why should I pay 15 naira? What am I paying 15 naira for?
Yeah.
What am I paying 15 naira for? And the lady just gave me one excuse of the other, blah, blah, blah. I just let it go there. Okay. But next time, trust me, I'm going to carry my cash around.
So basically, that means that this thing now that was brought about to check, you know, to encourage...
cashless policy, right?
Is doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm. It's just counterintuitive.
It's very interesting, you know, and it feels like a lot of policies that we have, a lot of government policies that are supposed to help innovation and mm-hmm. they turn out to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder if these lawmakers, if whoever thought this up, didn't think it through properly.
Or probably they were sleepy.
Ash. I don't know. I don't know. Seriously, it's not nice. You know, it's not nice. Because we, for a very long time in Nigeria, people pay lip service. The lawmakers especially pay lip service to a cashless economy, cashless systems.
Yeah,
but things like this, over time, somebody like you now that is saying, oh, you're not going to want to pay.
No. I'm not going to pay. And even before this cashless, before paying with POS
card,
and stuff, when I go to a supermarket to get something, I don't like to pay using my card. I don't know, probably because I like to save my money.
Yeah.
But then I just like to have a round figure in my account. If I want to have a round figure, probably like a 20 naira or 30 naira just to buy airtime, you get. But I don't like to, you know, pay and my money is distorted. I have to start, you know.
Money is scattered into fragments and then you have something 63 naira. I'm not able to withdraw.
I don't like that at all.
I
don't like that. So I'd rather just pay in cash rather. I'd rather just pay in cash than pay with my ATM card and just move on.
Dear lawmakers, we want well thought out regulations.
Yeah.
That's what we really need. About regulations still, there's OPE. So this past week, we discovered that OPE and other ride-hailing services in Lagos State have been going through hell, literally, with transport unions in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite interesting because these companies started up, you know, innovating on the existing Okada, which is like public motorcycles, and building models around them, apps, you know, security systems. And there has been talks of the government regulating them with a policy that works. But recently, it feels like the government has left that regulation, in quotes, to the unions, which are not an official arm of the government, you know, and they go about extorting this motorcycle on demand companies, go as far as beating their riders if they disagree to pay these unofficial tolls. And the government is not saying anything.
Generally, aside motorcycle alien services, I think the government needs to do something about the NURTW.
Okay.
Because what downfall drivers go through every day.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Like this morning, I was coming to work and they collected like, probably the guy paid like 3 or 4 times before getting to our destination.
Yeah.
Like that was where I even highlighted. I don't know. Where it was still going, like, if people were still going to collect money from him, and this is what they go through every day, that would make an average Nigerian or an average bus driver want to hike the prices, right?
Very true.
Because they are still going to pay multiple times. And I think this is what OPE is trying to do, because they would have to pay these guys too, right?
Yes.
They pay these guys too, and they can't be at loss. This is business we're talking about.
So, a source that didn't want to be named told us that the government knows about all this, you know, and they're not doing anything about it because they are allegedly benefiting from it, that the unions pay them. And
definitely.
I'm like,
do you know how much these guys make every day?
Estimates put it as, so one estimate in 2015 puts it at 4 billion naira per month.
Per month, you can imagine.
That's a few million dollars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's saddening. It's saddening because, like, you wouldn't expect this in a state like Lagos, that says it's a good environment for attracting innovation and businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah, it's a very disheartening thing.
Well, let's hope that OPE, you know, gets it right and they are able to overcome this storm.
Is there any overcoming in here? Like, is this on OPE or the government? You know? But yeah, I feel like things like this are going to affect innovation because these people are trying to regularize motorcycles, as we know, the motorcycle on demand, you know, provide economic benefits for people, citizens, employment, you know, make things regular.
Mm-hmm.
And things like this are basically going to hurt them, chase them out
of
the market,
definitely.
You know. What do you think about this? You know, what do you people think about this development? How do you think it's going to affect motorcycle on demand in Lagos and Nigeria? Because Lagos is their choice location in Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know. So if you listen to this, you can share your thoughts with us via our Twitter handle techpoint.ng using the hashtag TechpointAfricaPodcast. Or you can send direct feedbacks to our email podcast@techpoint.africa. Yes, we want to hear what you think. Omolara and I want to hear what you think.
Yeah, we do.
Until I and Omolara hopefully comes your way.
I'm coming here next week.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
We'll see you again same time next week, Friday, by 8 a.m. So yes, you can get the Tech Point Africa podcast on NPR, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get good podcasts from. I remain I want to say my name is Victor. Jesus. My name is Christ. Victor.
Okay. My name is Omolara.
Okay, see you again next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.